Miss an interview? Listen to it now at 1043thefan.com. Brought to you by First Bank. You work hard for your business, so should your bank. Talk to a First Bank business specialist today. First Bank. Business banking for good. Member FDIC.
Great Eagle song. You're listening to Terry Wickstrom Outdoors on 104.3 The Fan. Let's go right to the phones, and hopefully patiently waiting is my good friend JR from Colorado Clays. Good morning.
Good morning, Terry.
You know, the first thing I want to talk to you about, JR, is we haven't talked for a while, so update me on what you're able, you know, what your status is, and what are you able to offer and provide for people right now?
Well, thanks, Terry. So here's the deal. Colorado Clays is still Colorado's premier public shooting facility, offering the finest public access recreational shooting opportunities anywhere, Terry. And, you know, even though we are in tough times, it seems people have kind of accepted the changes that businesses have made to keep customers and employees safe. And with those necessary changes, Colorado Clays is still proudly and safely offering our giant 120-acre shooting park to everyone. And as always, it still includes our NRA-approved rifle and pistol range with its state-of-the-art features, which, of course, include a 25-yard pistol range with a target return system. We have 50- and 100-yard rifle ranges with our video viewing system on that 100-yard target, so you can do real-time sight-in. A great tool for the rifle guys. 7 ATA trap fields. They're ATA certified, and you know, there for anybody that wants to shoot some trap. Of course, our straightaway training trap for beginners, youth, and really just any back to basics practice for anyone. Our two NSSA regulation skeet fields that have the wobble trap overlay, which we talked about last fall, Terry. That's your ultimate upland practice, and those are really a fun game for anyone. And what's really cool, the grass and trees are greening up on our beautiful half-mile-long 15-station Sporting Clays course. And, Terry, I'm telling you, if you haven't shot the Colorado Clays Sporting Clays course, it's worth the trip for that in itself. And, well, last but not least, we have been touching base on this, that 20- to 50-yard shotgun patterning area. I keep hearing it over and over, Terry, for only $10. You can learn more about your gun, your chokes, and your loads than years of guessing without it. So definitely encourage everyone to get out here and have some fun at Colorado Clays.
Now, I want to talk more about patterning and distance with shotguns. But before we do, I love shooting the training trap because it makes me feel like I'm really good.
Well, Terry, I told you to have Karen work with you, but the training trap's always there for you, my friend.
Yeah. And, you know, that's just it. Any level of shooter can come out there and work on their skills, but have fun doing it. Because it's frustrating if you try to do something above your skill level and you push yourself, you know, work to that level. Shooting is a perishable skill. I say that over and over. And it takes some practice. And if you can get some advice, like from the people at your ranges or some have somebody watch you or even take a lesson as you move on, you just can have more fun as you go and refine your skills. One of the things you and I have talked about that seems to be something that people struggle with, and I'll admit there's times that I've struggled with it, and that's judging distances. Now, you talked about your patterning, and tell me, when you put out those patterning, do people say, well, that's not 30 yards, that's not 50 yards? What are they? How do they approach that?
Well, and here's the thing, Terry, and you're dead on. So judging distance applies to all shooting, and it doesn't matter if you're hunting, target practicing, competitively shooting, recreational, or what. The distance will determine your holdovers, your leads, patterning of a gun, and really your personal effective ranges based on you and your equipment. And something we don't talk about often enough, Terry, is, and I hear this, I get lots of stories, you know, oh, thanks, JR, we, you know, got the gun sighted in, had a great hunt, success. But so much of the time when somebody doesn't have a successful hunt or has a problem, it's because in today's technology age, they're relying on that rangefinder to tell them what ranges are. And I had three different rifle people tell me my battery's died on the rangefinder, or I broke it or lost it or left it in the truck. And they had to try and guess a distance, and they weren't even close, and they missed a shot. And I've heard that, and that's true everywhere, Terry. So I think the moral of this story is that I want to encourage everybody, and it actually carries over into other aspects of life, being able to judge distance from close to far ranges, and you can verify it with your rangefinder or learning to, how many feet are in each one of your paces, and practice that. The grocery store, pick a shopping cart, guess how many paces, do it, walking the dog, out in the field, driving around, whatever. It's good information to know, and if you have one of those moments where you run out of time, where your equipment doesn't work, you can still make a shot based on the practice you've done judging distance. So it's one of those things that I can't emphasize enough, and yet we don't talk about that much.
Well, and I couldn't agree with you more, because when I did more hunting, I used to hunt a lot. I don't do as much hunting because I fish so much now. And when I did more hunting, I was in the woods a lot, and I would look at a tree and I'd say, oh, that's 75 yards over there. And I'd pace it off, or I'd look through a rangefinder, and especially if I was scouting an area where I thought a deer or another animal might come through a trail, I wanted to know the distance from where I was standing to where it broke into a clearing where I might take a shot. And it's amazing how wrong you can be, because once you start losing perspective a little bit, everything gets out of whack. And that practice can keep you from getting lost when you're out there. I mean, it's just such a distance. Judging distances, we did a competition years ago at Sun Power Sports where you had to drive an ATV through an obstacle course, and then you had to stop, shoot some air rifles at targets, and then you had to look out at some decoy deer and tell how far away they were. And I knew that I wasn't going to be the best ATV driver there, because I don't drive them that much, and most of these guys that were like pros, was going against professional athletes and all that. But I thought, well, during the shooting part, I can hold my own, and I did the shooting. I did fine, but boy, did I blow it on the distance, because it was so different to see an outline of a deer down a city block.
Well, Terry, and there's a good point. A lot of times when we're padding a shotgun, one of our clay shooters, I make the aiming point the size of a target. And, standard target's going to be about 4 1/4-inch diameter. I make the aiming point so they can get the perspective of what 35 yards looking down the barrel a target looks like. And a lot of times when I judge distance for practice, I try and do it on objects that represent the vitals or the body of a deer or whatever I'm practicing for, because making those relations in your brain can really pay off in judging distance, because they have a tendency to stare at the target sometimes and forget to look at the ground or other familiar objects. And one thing I will say, Terry, and you say this about shooting, same thing. Judging distance is also a perishable skill. So I try and keep up on it the best I can, and it's definitely worth the time.
A couple more things I want to touch on before we let you go. The first is, I know people are getting out. They're looking for things to do. I know weekends probably get busy for everybody I've talked to, but there's a lot of people who aren't working yet right now. How are things during the week? Do you have more time? Do you need, can people plan on getting out there during the week?
Well, Terry, during the week is, if you have that opportunity, it's a prime time to come to Colorado Clays. The total volume of business is less. Things are open. There's no waits, anything like that. So certainly if you have the choice of coming during the week, definitely do that. It's just beautiful out here during the week, and I encourage everybody to do it if they can.
And when are you open so people know?
Well, we're 6 days a week. We're closed on Tuesdays, and we're 9 a.m. to 5 p.m.
All right. Now, you have an event coming up that I was going to ignore because you give me such a hard time, but it's just a tremendous event you do every year. It's called Cast and Blast. Tell us about that.
All right, Terry. So in a nutshell, Cast and Clays is a combination.
Cast and Clays. You're right. I'm sorry.
Yeah. You already screwed that up too, Terry.
Watch it.
Yep, Cast and Clays is a combination fishing and clay shooting tournament event that registers two-person teams. We fish 7 a.m. to 11 a.m. at Bar Lake. We shoot at Colorado Clays at 1 o'clock, and the scoring is 1 point per inch on the game fish you catch and 1 point per clay target you break. And the beauty is it's only $100 to enter a team. Now, we've been working with Michelle at Bar Lake and Colorado Parks and Wildlife. We submitted a plan to safely hold our tournament, and the plan was approved. So on June 7th, the 2020 Colorado Clays Cast and Clays Tournament will take place. And once again, Terry, thanks to some amazing sponsors of this event, we will have that same low $100 entry fee, but with chances at great payouts and prizes. We have Transwest GMC throwing in big money for the top teams that score the highest. Bass Pro Shops Denver, cannot say enough about them. They're providing not only fantastic door prizes that anyone could win, but also prizes for special categories promoting families, youth, and co-eds in the outdoors and at this event. Bass Pro Denver just always comes through. Tightline Outdoors, Nate Zielinski, he's scheduled to compete again, and he always comes with goodies. And if you've never done a tournament with Nate, that's a fun guy, and he's good at what he does. So it's worth coming to see him alone. Ramos Law, Joe and his team, they regularly sponsor, promote, and participate. And that's a bunch of true outdoors people there as well. And then finally, Terry, the Colorado Parks and Wildlife. Can't thank Michelle and her crew at Bar enough. And just for anybody listening, we still have some spots available. It's a great day, and come join us.
Tell people where they find out about it and where they find you.
So definitely give me a call, 303-659-7117, with questions about any of this or anything else you might have, or visit our website, coloradoclays.com. Most of the information you'll need will be on the website. And if you've never been to Colorado Clays, take the virtual tour. You'll see what we do and what we're all about.
All right, my friend, we'll talk to you again soon, and you stay safe and stay busy.
Thank you, Terry. Have a great day.
All right, that's JR from Colorado Clays. We'll take a quick time out and come back and wrap up this edition of Terry Wickstrom Outdoors on 104.3 The Fan.
You work hard for your business. So should we. That's why First Bank offers commercial real estate loans, business lines of credit, and online cash management solutions. With tools and services designed to make your business run easier, your day could have less this and more this. Visit eFirstBank.com/business to learn more. First Bank, business banking for good. Member FDIC.
First Bank. Banking for good.